you know, I need you to love me like you love the things that are important to you.
Family man. Yeah. Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Hey, Scott, we're back in the saddle again. We were gone last week, and you played a repeat of another short one. That was an on-the-road one. That was kind of cool. I vaguely remember recording that, but we are here back at home. We were in... Where was I last week? Oh, in St. Louis at a women's conference. Scott, I've never done a women's conference before, but it was kind of amazing, actually. It's like a men's conference only with women, and it was fun and super interactive. And dads, I've just been asked to do another one, same type, Ignite. It's from Ignite the Family, called Ignite Women in Atlanta. I think it's the first Saturday or Friday, Saturday in October. It was a ton of fun. Dr. Kathy Cook is the other speaker, and they've got some other great speakers, great worship time. It was just a great, great time. You'll be getting more information about that if you'd like to send your wife then. But we're back, and we're heading off to Peoria, Illinois tomorrow for the Apache Homeschool Convention. This will be like our first homeschool convention in a year. So we're super excited to be doing that. I'm feeling still a little under the gun because I've got a lot on my plate. I've got to go to co-op to do gym here in a little bit, and I don't even know what we're going to play. Which reminds me, Scott and anybody else listening, if you've got some great gym games that maybe you did as a youth group or, you know, I'd like to know. Here's my criteria. It's got to be easy, you know, so I don't want to have to get like a tube of toothpaste and an outboard motor to play this game.
Oh, rats. That was the one I was going to say.
That was the one you were going to do. You know, just kind of in the gym, kind of a special relay or a game that you threw balls or something like that. And I'll just be honest with you. It's got to be I've played them all. So it's got to be something different than maybe you haven't done before. Let me think. What else was I going to say? Well, that concludes our show. Thanks for joining us. No, I am feeling a little overwhelmed by all the stuff that needs to get done. Oh, by the way, if you haven't, maybe you've been wanting to order a Family Man hat and you've gone to our website and you see that they're not there. We just got a new batch in. So if you've been wanting to get a hat but didn't, check that out. And you can choose your favorite between your three favorites. Between the brown camper dad hat, the orange and black Harley hat, dad hat, or the blue, the red with kind of red, white, and blue, a All-American Family Man hat. So maybe, Scott, I'll ask you how you're doing and see if you can take up some time today.
Let's see. Well, first of all, are you feeling overwhelmed just because you haven't done anything in a year and now people are actually asking you to do things? Because that's what my kids are going through. It's like, oh, and my wife, too. It's like, she does one thing in a day. She's like, oh, I'm so wiped out. I had to go, you know, out for an hour.
That may be part of it. You know, maybe I'm just feeling rusty. I'm out of the travel zone, you know, like I'm not into that rhythm of it. But I think it has a little bit to do with, you know, how husbands do like Christmas, how like you have 365 days to get ready for Christmas, but then you get right to the end and you go, I don't have anything for my wife. That's kind of how I feel.
All righty.
And people are asking for things, and this is a busy time. Everybody's demanding. They want something. You know, in the old days, they'd ask you to speak, and they were fine when you showed up then to speak. But now they want invitation videos. So I have to do videos for everybody and little teaser videos, and it just takes some time. So, but we're good. We're good. We're so thankful to be doing it again. And it felt really good. We were, like I said, in St. Louis at the big Union Station, which if you've never been to Union Station in St. Louis, which I never have. I mean, I've traveled through St. Louis, I don't know, 50 times and have spent, I went to the Arch a couple times and all, and have done things, the zoo, but I have never been to Union Station. It is amazingly humongous. They have, you know how like, I'm trying to think where there might be something like this. You know how like how they'll have a, maybe a street or a section of an old building where it's covered by glass. You know, they have this iron framework up into the sky, and then they have just sheets of glass up there, so it looks like you're in a big plant place, you know, think whatever those are called. What are those? Atrium, you know? I don't know if that's a plant place, but you know what I mean. I have never seen one so large. I mean, this one just looks like it could hold 3 or 4 football fields. It just goes on forever. Now, I think because I was out there at night, all the glass was missing because I can't imagine trying to keep that up. But this is like a turn of the century kind of train station. And somebody was telling me, because they looked it up, that 100,000 passengers a day would go through this Union Station. I mean, that's an amazing thing. I even saw in our bathroom, there was a little piece of artwork. It was like a little advertisement. And they made a daily run from Chicago to somewhere in Louisiana, 951 miles every day. And that just amazes me. 16 and a half hours it took.
That's crazy, dude.
I know. So anyway, how are you doing, Scott? How are wedding plans coming good?
Yeah. It to me, it's like, well, I'm trying to figure out what's actually a major crisis and what's just normal stuff where I just ought to turn on the Father of the Bride soundtrack and, you know, we should laugh along with it. Because, you know, like my, yeah, my,
go ahead.
My daughter is making her own dress. And I kind of mentioned early on, I'm like, hey, you sure you want to try that? That's kind of a big thing to do, you know?
Undertaking.
Yeah. My sister-in-law did that when she was getting married, and it was a big project, as I recall. And, you know, one of those things where when it came down to the wire, she was kind of like, oh, I wish I hadn't done this. But, you know, Abby was determined. And of course, she's inevitably hit one of those snafus where she, you know, messed it up and now had to order a bunch of new fabric and is, you know, it's not the right thing she wanted. And, you know, and I'm just trying to figure out, okay, is this a crisis I really need to get involved with? Or is it just sort of a, it's okay, dear, it'll be all right.
that is a fine line.
Yeah. And there's about 3 or 4 of those a day right now. So, and whether it's my wife or my daughter who's having the crisis, I'm like, is this really a crisis or am I just supposed to be supportive here?
Yes. Yes, you're supposed to be. I could be like Frank for your for your family. Hello, Danica boy.
And I'm like, I want the chipper chicken.
That's right. The steak pit.
I haven't quite hit the grocery store scene where he's ripping the hot dog buns out of the package to match. But
if that dress continues, you might be. Because, you know, see, what's going to come around is they're going to blame you. See, you told us to make that dress, Dad. Yes. And you're like, what?
Yeah, that's okay. I'm working on a magical toast that I'll share it whenever I do a toast. Oh, aren't you? I haven't really started on it yet, but I've thought about working on it. Because I figure that's my one moment where I can, like, you know, bring everybody else to tears and I won't be the one crying. That's although true. I'll probably cry that's too. Who true. Knows?
So when you get up there, just say, good luck.
Yeah. Well, we'll hope you make it. And yeah, and that's another thing. I'm not sure I'd recommend doing this, but my daughter and her fiance kind of have foregone the normal, if there is a normal version of premarital counseling. And so it's kind of her parents and me and my wife sort of doing premarital counseling with them, which, you know, it basically has amounted to them having a stack of books they think they're going to read before they get married. Right. And don't tell anybody that I said this, but like my wife and, you know, his mom basically like have a whole curriculum they want for them. And I'm kind of like, haven't we been premarital counseling them their whole lives? And
you know, exactly, Scott.
Can't we just, you know, hang out and have dinner and talk a little?
Yeah.
So, you know,
I agree. I'm with you. Because, you know, really that's the truth. We dads have been we've done premarital counseling from birth until this moment. And really, it continues because they're watching us all the time. And that's, you know, which should scare us a little bit, you know, because tell you what, if we haven't done what we should have been doing, and we don't always,
right,
but we do ask forgiveness, then really a couple sessions with a book don't even really matter.
Well, and the things that are going to hit them that, you know, feel like they're going to derail them or, you know, none of us have thought of yet. That's going to hit after the wedding bells.
Right.
You know,
right.
So yeah. Anyway,
we'll just, they've had a mom and dad, you know, who have shown them how to stay married. And I think that's huge. I think that's really, really huge. So anyway, hey, talking about that kind of staying married thing. I just written the Family Man Weekly, and I was really struck by something while I was at this conference. You know, it was kind of set up like a homeschool convention where you have some speakers and then you have some shopping time where we'll have, you know, we have my table and it's got some books and some shirts and calendars and things like that. And other people had their booths, you know, they might sell, you know, a Bible study guide for women, or they might sell some sparkly t-shirts that say something momish on there, you know. But there was a booth right next to me. I've never been in had something like this. They were just, it looked like they were like a little retail store where they were selling t-shirts and pants and hats and just, you know, like it was like a, I don't know, a little boutique right there next to mine. And there was this t-shirt that just, I was reading it and it said this, maybe you've seen it, Scott. It said, "Love me like you love deer hunting season," you know, and it was obviously kind of a play to husbands. But as I read that, and I kind of reread that and reread that through the time I was there, it just really struck me. You know, it felt like this. It was sad to me, you know, because I know that it was kind of, it's supposed to be like a joke, and nobody bought it, I don't think. But it just felt sad, like it was a wife saying, you know, I need you to love me like you love the things that are important to you, because I don't feel loved. I feel like, you know, like an old shoe. I feel like you take me for granted. I feel like you put a lot of effort into thinking about hunting deer and your guns and you get your magazines, and then you don't love me. I'd love you to love me in the same way. And what I thought was, you know, I'm not a hunter, so, and I don't think you are either, Scott. I never heard you talk about it.
Nope.
You know, and so, you know, at first you kind of think, oh, yeah, that's not for me, not for my wife, because I don't do that.
However, if anybody's got a flamethrower, I could use one for the cicadas that are coming. I'll hunt those suckers.
Are you worried?
Sorry to derail you, but that was the reason we're not doing the wedding outside. As we, when for like the 15 minutes we were talking about doing the wedding outside, we discovered that this year is cicada year. So like the 17-year cicadas
I've heard that
swarm like and cover the whole yard are going to be here. So
we better. I mean, it's like the weatherman telling you you're going to have a snowstorm and then nothing comes. I mean, my kids are counting on the swarm.
Well, like I said, I'll take a flamethrower if I can get one. I'll burn everything up to get rid of those things.
Well, somewhere I was making a point before the cicada killing flamethrower.
And while I've got your attention here, do you know Anna Willis? Do you know the name?
No, she's I don't.
Charlotte Mason homeschool online personality type person.
Yeah.
She's doing a conference called For Such a Time as This Online Summit, March 22nd through the 27th. And my wife is going to be one of the speakers.
Really? That's so cool.
And
now, there you go. That'll be good.
Yeah.
Okay. Going back, whatever I was talking about, a t-shirt. But I did think, you know, I wonder if my wife would pick a t-shirt that said something else. You know, or maybe your wife would pick a t-shirt that said, "Love me like you love blank." And so, Scott, I'm just asking you, what would be one of those things you think that you're like, I mean, if you ask your wife or your kids, what does dad really love? And I know that you would say, oh, you know, God, his word, all those spiritual things. But if they were, what would they really say?
No, they'd say, love me like you love your guitar.
Like your guitar, you know, and I mean, I think that's an honest thing, you know. My family would probably say, love me like you love Disney World or something like that. Because, you know, with those kind of things, we think about them a lot. You know, we read articles about them. We know everything about it. But and I just think, do we put that same effort maybe? And it's not even effort, really. I mean, you don't feel like you have to make yourself, you know, study music or listen to certain music. And I just think I need to do that with my wife. And Dad, maybe yours isn't one of those things. Maybe it's just your job. You know, maybe you're always just thinking about your job or, you know, how to be better at it. I had lunch with a guy this week and he was kind of a achiever and
we don't know whether those guys are like,
yeah, right. It wasn't like us, but you know, I mean, we talked for at least an hour and 20 minutes. And really, I don't think he ever mentioned his family, you know, because that just wasn't on his radar. And I would talk about mine, but he just never did. And I think, you know, how many of us do the same thing? Or maybe it's the news. We like the media, you know, we're always on it. And I could understand how our wives feel like they would need a shirt like that. You know, when I was a pastor, sometimes I felt like my wife might say, well, you know, I want you to be nice to me like you're nice to everybody else. You know, I want you to treat me like you treat everybody else. You got to smile for everyone. And, you know, and I felt that way with my wife. You know, you can be friendly with the people around you. And I know part of that is, you know, you're on a different level. You know, that's a different relationship. But I was just thinking about that. And so, Dad, I'm just going to encourage you maybe to, I mean, it's hard to do. I know it's like, okay, how do I do that? How do I love my wife like I love my guitar or like I love something else? But maybe just today you do that. Maybe you text her, or maybe you, when you get home, you stop and you look at her and you give her a real hug, not just a fake hug. Or maybe you go to bed a little bit early because she goes to bed a little bit early. Or maybe you stay up a little bit later because she stays up later and you just talk. Because I can tell right now that my wife needs to do some talking. She has some things that I think are on her heart. I even said this morning, what's up? You know, she goes, oh, just some things I don't want to talk about right now because we don't have time. You know, but I need to follow up with that. You know,
I was talking to my daughter last night. And she was feeling overwhelmed by all the things she has to get done, which, you know, big shock. She's got a wedding in a couple months here. But the thought occurred to me and I just said it out loud to her, like, you know, as you're joining the adult world here and, you know, getting married and planning homes and all that stuff, you might want to think about this just, you know, on occasion, like how you can have your adult life not just be one long series of boxes you have to check. Until you die, because it can feel like that some days where it's just like,
it does.
You're just overwhelmed and you wonder if you're ever going to get to enjoy it, you know?
Mm-hmm. And what did she say?
He was like,
I don't have time for this, Dad.
No, she might at times, but she was like, yeah, that's probably a good idea. So anyway,
you know, and we do kind of do that though. I mean, we kind of go from one to the next. You know, I can remember when we first got married, you know, we got a dog because you thought you had to have a dog and you know, and then you have a child because you thought you had to have a child and you have more and then you die.
That's how it goes.
That's how it goes. So anything else exciting, Scott, in your life or anything that you've,
Well, let's see. My stepmother-in-law had her big surgery. And
How'd that go?
Very well. The doctor said it was one of the harder surgeries he'd done in a long time. Huh. But apparently it went well because she was home in 6 days instead of 10. And
that's good.
But now it's just, you know, slow-going recovery and another round of chemo. And they all say, you know, oh, well, yeah, we're going to get you back to normal. Everything's going to be great. And I'm like, really? That just sounds like a big mountain to climb to get back to normal, you know. But she's doing well and that's good. So
does it feel like world is feeling a little more back to normal for you?
No, I hear about other states where they stop wearing masks and, you know, are trying to get back to normal. I'm a little frustrated with it still, because it's getting warmer, man. And I'm not interested in sweating in a mask the rest of the summer.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not going to be
cool. I had a dad, and don't, you know, I forget how politically charged this is. I mean, I did a little meme over at the Smiling Homeschooler, which is our other Facebook group to, you know, just encourage moms. And it was I thought it was super clever, because, and not just because I did it. But you know that scene in the old Mary Tyler Moore show where it says, you know, she at the very beginning, it says, "You're going to make it after all." And what does she do? She throws her hat up into the air. Mm. Do you remember that?
I saw the meme. I vaguely remember the show. I never watched it much.
Well, you know, and so I have this meme where instead of taking off her hat, she takes off her mask and throws it up in the air. And I didn't think anything about it. I just was kind of like, it's time, you know, to do that. And people are doing it and it feels good. And it was shocking to me how many politically charged posts and comments there are afterwards, you know, it just is really blows me away. But anyway, so one of the dads, he sent me a link to fakemasks.com. Have you seen those?
No.
They're awesome, actually. They're this sheer mesh that, you know, I don't know if you're looking at it. Are you looking at it right now, Scott?
No, I'm not.
That seems like something you would do.
No, I'm not looking at it.
Okay, well, I'm going to go there. So they're super sheer. You can see right through them. And it says these are all, you know, they fit the criteria.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just like, and one of them's like incognito, and the other one says the offensive version, you know, so you wear it when you're trying to offend someone. And I'm just poking fun. Don't write me and say, I can't believe you're doing this. But I'm just kind of tired of the whole thing. I feel like making a t-shirt that just says done right on the front of it, you know, that like at this conference, it was open and it was great and everybody felt healthy. And it was just good to be normal again.
You could take
go ahead.
Stream of consciousness.
Huh? No, it's okay. What? Does this have to do with a flamethrower?
No, you could take you know, like the Cat in the Hat or some other Dr. Seuss reference and put that on there, throwing his mask up in the air, and then you'd really get some hate mail.
I don't get that one at all. I mean, I
they tried to cancel Dr. Seuss this week.
Yeah, I saw that. Week. I mean,
so and like one of my favorite authors who's not you, Andy Andrews, did a little
nicely said.
He did a little poem in the style of Dr. Seuss about cancel culture, and boy howdy, he's like having follow up discussions about it now because so many people got mad about it. And it's like, I thought it was brilliant, but you know, I'm on his side.
And you can't win that little discussion. I mean, it just keeps going and going and going, and it's just, I'm just tired of all of it, you know, that it just feels like, you know, I saw that the state of Indiana had they passed not an amendment, but something that I guess cannot hardly be changed, that they will never entertain the idea of changing the name of the state, you know, or the state or the city of Indianapolis, you know, because it has Indian in it. And it just feels like that. Sometimes it feels like we're going after those things.
Never in my life thought about Indians, Native Americans of any kind, whether they be Indian, you know, like from India, or Native Americans, or any other person, when I've said the name of your state or that city. Never once in my entire life have I ever associated the Indian part of that word with
them. You're not the only one in this country.
Oh, that's true.
You know?
Yes.
You know, and that's, but that just feels, you know, it's just, I mean, it's, and I, again, maybe if I came from that group, I would feel that, and we shouldn't even go off on this because we're going to have people who write us, but who cares? You know, we get Disney Plus and they treat you know, movies like Peter Pan and Dumbo and the Aristocats, like it's poisoning the minds of our children. And they have big disclaimers on the front of them, you know, and but they can peddle some other garbage that is just wicked. And they have no problem with that. They celebrate it. And it just blows me away. Blows me away. Well, Scott, we're out of time.
Thank God.
Praise the Lord.
That was going awesome.
I'm not going to make any promises for anything better next week because we're going to. And this is a new way of traveling for us because, you know, we don't have the RV out yet. Because it used to be we would take the RV out and we would leave, not quite now, but towards the end of March. And we would just go out for months and not come home. And there was, even though that was a big deal, now we're just kind of going out and back, out and back. So, you know, we work real hard, leave on Thursday, and we'll come back on Saturday night or Sunday. And it doesn't seem like much, but then we have to repeat the whole thing again the next week. And that's, I can see that this is going to be fatiguing. And I'm not going to, Dad, if you think about praying for us, you can. I sure would appreciate it. But I'm not, since I'm not in my RV, you don't have to like full strength prayers, you know. I know, even though, because then you really have to pray and fast and beg. but I don't even know what we're talking about, Scott. So all I have to say is, we'll see you next week. Have a great week, Dad. Maybe work at loving your wife like you love the thing that is already in your life. Don't forget, you to Dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week.